Morning, everyone. It's good to come to worship the Lord, and I'd like to welcome everyone here. There might be a few stragglers coming late, but we'll count them as they come in. I have a reading this morning from Psalm 108 and verses 1 to 5. My heart is steadfast, O God. I will sing and make music with all my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will wake in the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, higher than the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens, and let your glory be over all the earth. We know that he's a mighty God, and he is in charge of everything. We have a first psalm. It's Crown Him with Many Crowns. Today to worship you, mighty God, Lord of all. We see creation about us and marvel at its beauty. We know that you are in control and acknowledge your might and power over all the universe. We come before you as humble people to pray for rain to water the land. We know that you have promised the seasons will continue, and there will be sowing and reaping until you come again. We also pray for a harvest of souls for your kingdom. We do pray for people to turn to you. We pray for revival in New Zealand. We pray for our government and leaders. Give them wisdom and help them to walk in your ways and know your will for them as well as the country. We pray for those that are returning to school or study for the year, that they will not turn from you, but will know you and know you better and grow in their Christian walk throughout this coming year. We do pray for the farmers under stress of drought to seek you and others for help in decision making. Give them wisdom. We thank you, Lord, that we can come here to worship you freely this morning. We thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, and we praise your name. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Notices. Any notices?
There's a good one about the dates, since I know it's already been shared at the early prayer meeting, but so the Batesons said that the couple, the family, have returned to Canada for the burial of the father, and they had a service previously the week before. So things are going on at the campus. There's been block courses at the college. Esol was one block course, and the one that the Martin and Joyce are doing, which is their master's degree course. I think it must not just happen for anyone who's doing a master's degree. And they said there's quite a subdued, naturally there's quite a subdued atmosphere over the Wake Centre and the college, but some of the students are back. And they're just asking prayer for Joseph and Lois are back into their work again, and they just request prayer for David Duffy, who hasn't recovered from, don't know what, but some sickness he's had.
Just remember that too in our prayers. Yeah. Yeah. You pray, remember them as a college too, as they suffer, mourn the loss of a lecturer. Birthdays and celebrations. I know January's always a busy month. I can remember January and sevens. My brother has his birthday, and then my brother-in-law, and then my mother. So it's Mum's turn today. And Eleanor must fit in there somewhere too. I think she always fits in with Bruce. Any other birthdays for the week? No other birthdays? Oh, better head in the lolly then. We'll sing the celebration song first. Yeah.